Kalim Perchav, Karim Kosses, the second, Hamad Sufim Snitzahu. If you have Dwell the Kabbalah inside of Ariel Tamei Medrash, still, it's a dying right to sin in it, therefore it's going to be Tamei Medrash. Now, Pshat, a pillow, which is meant just to be on a person's head, why is it Tamei Medrash? Kher, Zavnam Tamei Medrash, has to be Yoyshev, a Sheikh, a Klibroi Gufay. Sometimes when a person is sleeping, it's a person that rolls over, and therefore rave a gulf a lot of times goes in the car. Just stick a little chush. Another plan from the Chazanish, he said is, even though it's not tummy midrash, unless it's rave goofy, it's just up, but kabal satum, roi la kabal satum, maybe that's different, and if it's just meant to be leaned on, that's enough for it to be tummy. Still has a shayla on the case of the sack. In Parakitas Mishazayim, we saw that a table which is open on Lamala, it's not Tamei Midrash, even though sometimes you sit in it, but since the Iker Shimush just put things in outside of it, and when you sit on top of it, it's Mevatel that Shimush, so therefore, it's not. Why is the sack in Mitzach and Makabat Tamei Midrash? The Shkivi Yeshiva is Mefriyam the Iker Tavke. The Tzfaisal answer is the Davka Teva is not Makabat Tamei Midrash. Why? Because he uses it all the time. Taking in, taking out. And therefore, if you sit in it for a while, it's about to the shimush. I'm taking a sack, which is meant to take things from place to place. When you're bederech, you don't open it up to take things out of it. Therefore, that all zman is umin for yeshiva. So therefore, it's kesemuch yeshiva, and therefore it's going to be matama al-stad. Ba'an yisil v'yir batal ikr batal tafal. So Ram Bishop Sinai says, the pshat is, because they're both ikr. Because if one is ikr made for one thing, so the egg is butter, tav is butter. I'm saying it over here with someone's the bechila made for both of them. It's a clear idea that. And if even those butter turns to the keyboard, it's still a key measure, step for some kavatoma. So these things are tar from Shar Thomas, but still makabatoma measures. So fakitai is yantab, why don't we say the cloud? Komatami measures, metamatomas mace. And anything which is metamatami measures is metamatomas mace. This is the pshat that the only time we say it is. If you had a kelim which is shalim, which is really kavah shal tumas, and you got a kilkel, you don't say the klal. It's only say on a kli shalim. There's nothing happened to it. Malach that the klal come time mish time time mish on the derabonan. So they only said it on kelim shutim. They don't have a base kibble. The kelim which have a base kibble, they aren't going to tumah because they're the medras. If it's not really like the base kibble, it's going to be tough. Cluster Arba Carbon, it's like a sal, which they put on Sabra Behema. Kind of terminal is a thing which the shepherd puts in Sveitsim, Chemish Kabin, creases the sa. Chemish Hashem Kabin, Yudayim Rafa Rufsel. It's a small little packet of which put in the summon, the mitzvah, for which they have a lunchbox, kol shei, any share, whether it's big or small, Ariel Tamei Medrash. These are going to be Tamei Medrash. The Tana Kama holds that it's not going to be Tamei Medrash. Why these things? Because Iker is not meant for. They're not meant to sit on, therefore it's not going to be a Tamei Medrash, which in case you the whole kol shein, whether big or small, and Tamei Medrash. Kulan Shneftuk Tayrid, all of them which you can open is a bitar. The term of Christ is famous, and according to Yehuda, why? Because if we say, but the liquor, but the tefela, all these be soid, you know, sometimes these are for yeshiva, the ikir, shimush, is something inside of it. If it's only because of the clay called man's right for what it's used for, and when it gets open, it's not going to be a shame clay. Here's kind of the machlekes in the sugya before we about the ikar, about the tefela, that the chum say about the ikar, about the tefela, according to our mayor, was that the ikar clay and the clay, which is where the shemus is, so the shame clay wouldn't say such a thing. There are some which learn a little different taich over here. The taich in the Mishnah is that when it's about the ikar, about the tefela, it doesn't mean because. Iker is shame David, but the good fellow. What it really means is that when you vow to the Kishin Kli, it's part of the tefillah. The taitches, the pshat is that a person doesn't use it, it just gets rid of it. It's chalalim, it's like a type of flute, Torah and a midrash. It has to be Torah and a midrash. Also, the pshat is being that when you're sitting on it, you're not able to play, you can. Therefore, the Iker Malacha comes bottle, therefore, it's Eminat and Achtenu, and therefore, it's not going to be Tame. Bevas, Suinus, Vashama Midrash, Vashama Tame Mes. The Kli, which they used to, made of wood, used to bring Avanim, dirt for building. Vashama says Midrash because you have to fill it with stones, so they put on the Gala, and they put them sit in it when they travel. So this is Tame Mes. He says, not sit in Vashama Yeshiva. Therefore, it's not Tamei Medrash. It's like Kokli Kibo, it's some eights, which are Tamei Mace. Why is it sit in Medrash? Because regularly we don't sit in it, because you get dirty. Since regular people don't sit in it, therefore it's a Torah as well, that's not enough to give it a shame that it's called regular Yeshiva. The ship from Shnei looking at Tisha Kabim, Niska cracked, it's Tamei Medrash. It's still going to be Tamei Medrash. Now it comes to my medrash, since right now it's not roy anymore to do lisha with it, therefore a person flips it over and use it for sitting down or lying down. It doesn't stay blue again, so it's too small and it's not right for a person to sit in it. If it's too big, for some reason, it's right, so it's also not roy, unless you do some type of tikkun. Or it could be the nusach is Mishnah Kohen, says if it's so big, it's a chashiv, you can go ahead and fix it. If it's not right, that's good for that. As a shayla, when it's niska arive, it's a male really kal midras, or you have to be miyachid for that. What's the tzad? Why don't you be miyachid on the tzad? The tzad is revesi holds under my eye, it is because since it's cracked, the stomach's arive for that, therefore you don't need a yud. That's Mishnah Kohen alone. There's another math that originally when you made a kli, originally you made it that it could be used, that after crack is used for that. So maybe that's kila and a yichud, both a yichud. A little different nusach. The Rash says that if it's nistagging, he says it's chazi lisha and also yeshiva malacha. You put a gshamim in this bachav, you put a gshamim in the tzaddik, got sealed up. Now it's tami tami meis. Now it's right lisha. If it comes tummy. Words, you put it in the makim because of the women is the car. It's Makabal Midras, it goes like Makabal Midras. Which it creates Mitchilasan, it's a Chumra creates more than Mitchilasan. When a Paguma is not Makabal Midras, after when it breaks, it becomes Tami Midras. Chumra, sure, clean some Mitchilasan. So Mitchilasan and Makabal Tumash Yichasmu. Originally, it's not a kli until you make it yechuisimit. Chosim, how pishim is it saying? Kol shein, even though if part of it falls off, it's going to be tmeiah.